Hare Krishna. Well, leaving PH this morning, but there's a change in plans. Rather than going to Budapest straight by train, we're going to go to New Brajadam to visit Radhe Shyam and actually to see Indrajumna Maharaj, who's arriving there. And then from there, I'll go this evening back to Budapest ahead of his arrival there. And this morning we had Mangal Aarti and morning program for the devotees here, and that was very nice. And from Bhagavatam, Nasta Prayeshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavatamashloki Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. The description of the wonderful spiritual science of Krishna consciousness and how, as from the previous verses, by serving great Vaishnavas, one develops attachment to hearing the Lord's message, and how by hearing Krishna's pastimes, qualities, instructions, as well as chanting his holy names, not only does one become purified by the purificatory effect of those activities, but simultaneously the Lord who's within our heart becomes pleased by those very activities, and therefore he also additionally purifies us from within. So one therefore becomes doubly blessed. Srila Prabhupada uses that phrase, doubly blessed. That was the double blessing. And okay, how is the process of purification taking place as one engages in what is called bhajana kriya? So these was the activities of anartha nivritti. I think devotees are quite familiar with these technical terms. Adoshada, Tatasada Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Sakti, Tata Bhava, Tata Prema, Vidanchati. This is a systematic progression of devotional service. The awakening of love of God takes place in this way. First, it begins with faith. Then, as a consequence of faith, and one associates with sadhus, as we said earlier, that the Mahat Seva, by the association of, after association of devotees, then the effect becomes Bhajana Kriya, to engage in devotional activities, and Anartha Nivritti, and the impurities within the heart become removed. Here, bhajana kriya in two ways is being to described, and the effect of that bhajana kriya, nasta prayeshu badreshu, almost all the things within the heart become purified. Nityam Bhagavatam, by this constant hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, and one becomes naishtiki, one becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. So in the beginning, the practices are anishta. Anishta meaning that they're like a roller coaster. One goes up and down because the potency of one's devotional activities, though unlimitedly powerful, are filtered by one's own bad habits. And as these bad habits are purified, then one goes through a process of being sometimes enthusiastic or unenthusiastic, getting a good taste, not having taste, being able to fix one's mind and one's mind going crazy, and so on and so on. So this type of anishta bhajana kriya. But if one perseveres and chants nicely, and in the purport Srila Prabhupada talks about offenseless chanting, then the result will be is that the heart becomes sufficiently purified. And Prabhupada uses this formula of about 70% purified. And the result of that 70% purification is that residual balance of impurities within the heart is now balanced off or outweighed by the strength of devotional practices and the increased quality of those practices. And the result of that being is that one's devotional activities become steady. Steadiness is found in three departments: in increasing level of difficulty, steadiness of bodily activities. So despite the fact that one's mind may be agitated, still one may be able to steadily engage physically in service. And that is one type of steadiness. Better than that is vocal steadiness, whether in one's speech, one is always steady, acting as a proper brahmana. But ultimate steadiness means control of the mind, that the mind is steadily under control and is absorbed always in remembering Krishna. That is the mature stage of steadiness. And when one achieves those three stages of steadiness, one comes to the level of nishtha. Nishtha means that he is, although not transcendental to the modes of material nature, but he's liberated from the effects in such a way that he's not subject to their movements or their vegam, vacho vegam, manasukura vegam, or their pushings. And then it continues, tadara jastako bhava kama lobadayascha. So how one transcends passion, ignorance, and the lust, and other qualities that manifest from those modes of material nature by continuing with this process of shravanadi shuddha chitta korate udhoy, hearing, chanting, remembering. So the essence is to stay with the process of devotional service and be faithful, that by sticking to that process, then eventually all of these inauspicious things within the heart, they gradually become destroyed. And in the meantime, we are very careful, alert, attentive, not to commit any offenses, because the results of those offenses will be the seeding of new bad qualities, anarthas, and the watering of existing anarthas. So that one doesn't want, not like the example of the elephant who bathes in the river and then throws dust all over his body. So in this way, if we're sincerely stick to the process of devotional service, then after nishtha, when one becomes steady, then taste which is always there, but one's taste in devotional service becomes ever increasing because one's steadiness in devotion, mental, vocal, bodily, is also always steady, and the heart increasingly becomes pure. And the development of taste means that when you like something, you become very attached to it. And that's as far as you get by sadhan alone. Of course, everything is also dependent upon Krishna, and that's as far as one elevates oneself by the process of going up through the modes of material nature to the mode of goodness, which this nishtha and beyond implicates. And thereafter, devotees must plead for the mercy of the Lord, please the Lord by their service, so then he blesses them with an infusion of the ray of transcendence, which can raise them to the spiritual platform where ecstasy, love, rasa, and these developments of our eternal spiritual nature can manifest and take place. Although, in one sense, you can say there's nothing that you can do in sadhan to attain that, but if one is very diligent in one sadhan, then one will attain it, because one will attain both the mood and the to attract Krishna's attention, as well as the service to attract Krishna's attention. So something akin to that you may study in class, say you're in university and you're studying and so on, but until the university decides to give you a diploma for your studies, you can't actually really be a practitioner in your profession, and it's up to the university to be pleased. But naturally, the university becomes satisfied when they see that you've made the suitable effort. And naturally, when we do the suitable sadhan, Krishna becomes pleased, and Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, then one becomes enlightened by a ray of transcendence, and in that way life becomes successful. So let's make our life become successful, continue with this, persevere with this process of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada had mentioned in humility that it took him 30 years to perfect his chanting, so we shouldn't get discouraged. Hare Krishna.